We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
And welcome you back in to the PGA Tour Championship live from East Lake Country Club. It is Randy McMichael, John Chuckery in one last day for Andy Bunker. Hanging out today till 2 o'clock, 404-741-0929 is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. Don't forget, we're streaming online at 929thegame.com. Catch us live there, replays of all the shows, breaking sports news, finest moments, 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app, put that on your device, that way you can always catch us on the go. All the social media for the stations at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us there. Best way to keep up with us on this particular show is follow us on Twitter. He is at RandyMac81. I'm at JMCH316. We're today at the Ultra Club like we were yesterday, right behind the 13th green. Everything is set up, ready to go. They got the hole placement today, Randy. So
yeah,
coming up at noon today.
It will be the first pair we'll go out. I'm just curious because I'm like, how do they decide where they want to put this hole at every single time?
Yeah, I mean, they've got it all graphed out and everything like that that they know.
But my thing is, do the golfers know this before they come out here?
I don't think they know, do they, Brian?
Because when you do the practice rounds and all that stuff, the hole is that you're generally at a spot. Go ahead, Brian.
They know roughly where a lot of these spots are going to be.
Right.
So, but as they get out here each day, it depends on how they're rolling and in what direction and all that.
Right.
So they know roughly where they're going to be because you'll see them out here practice rounds. They'll be putting all sorts of different places.
All right.
Yeah, they just don't have an exact idea of where it is until they actually start to tee off and get on the course itself out there. So, all right, Randy McMichael, as we got into week three of preseason NFL action. So, last night, Cam Newton made his return to the Carolina Panthers. But after a first quarter sack in their Thursday night loss at New England, foot and ankle issues brought him over to the sideline and send him back into the locker room, and that was enough for Cam Newton last night.
Yeah, man. That's the last thing you want to see because they know they're going to go as the team goes as he goes, all right? And the thing about Cam is, I mean, he's lost weight. He's talking about changing throw motion and all that. Man, that's scary right there. When you see him walking out of that stadium in the boot and you're so close to the season and then you look at who's backing him up, Will Greer, I mean, you got problems and everything. Oh, this hour is brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile.
Yeah, as you said, Randy, he was seen walking out of the game with a walking boot on with a sprained ankle is what the early diagnosis was. But we'll learn more today.
Crazy.
Is preseason over?
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what's going on with it. Hey, J.C., and the thing about it was he was under pressure the whole damn game. I mean – they were talking about they revamped this O-line and everything.
Did they?
They're going to have some issues, man. They're going to have some serious issues with that offensive line. But, yeah, Cam, just snake bit, man. And to get hurt in the preseason game?
Yeah, I mean, how do you even get a chance to get yourself ready? You know, forget the throwing shoulder and all that kind of stuff that you're trying to come back from. Now you're having to deal with an ankle and everything like. And what do we say about ankles and hamstrings?
They just linger.
Like
they linger.
Yeah, I mean, if you think you're good to go, give it another week because I'm telling you, he goes the wrong way, and he's out for an extended period of time.
Oh,
it's over.
It's over. Yeah. You call it this season. Remember, yesterday, was it 2 days ago, we had a topic on our NFL No Huddle. Coaches on hot seat. Yeah, Coach Ron's gone.
Do you think – you don't think he can get the benefit of the doubt if he loses Cam for an extended period of time?
I don't think so because you got the new ownership and all that up there. Maybe he wants to bring in somebody else.
And I hate to say it this way. You don't think there's a contingent of people – ready to want to just see if Will Greer could do anything or not?
No. Hell no.
I'm not talking you.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
Okay. I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah.
This is a weird story. Last night, Randy, because of goalposts for the Canadian Football League, The Raiders and the Packers played on a shorter field last night. It said lengthy conversations among the NFL, Packers, and Raiders officials ended with the decision that the players should not be in such unsafe conditions, so the playing field was reduced to 80 yard with each 10-yard line serving as the goal line. And it says here, while the Packers, who had planned on playing some frontline players, made a statement by sitting 33 players.
I need to know something. Why were they in Winnipeg, first of all?
That's stupid.
I've been to a game in Winnipeg because that's when my former roommate Terrence Edward, he's played. I went up there and saw him play one time.
And you're built like him now.
Yeah, but my thing is, why the hell are they playing up there anyways? I just don't get
that. It's that NFL global thing.
You're talking about, why don't you got the, top football players on the planet, all right? So much money, time and money invested in these guys. Why would you put them on this field? Like when A.J. Green, why he up on that ragged-ass field? You know what I'm saying? Why? If you got NFL players, put them in an NFL stadium.
Well, and not only that, but do you remember the stories coming out about how expensive the tickets were going to be in Winnipeg for fans as well? That they were going to like the prices were really high for this game.
They love football up in Canada.
I understand
they
that.
Love it.
But at the same time, I mean, you're not getting American football, and you didn't get to see
Aaron Rodgers and all those guys.
It was supposed to be the dress rehearsal game where you thought, okay, we're going to see some of the better players for these teams. Nah, man.
You think NFL will give any money back? You think I refund them?
No.
I mean, but yeah, don't put them guys.
Money's already spent on the Christmas party.
He played on an 80-yard field.
Yeah.
You know how dumb
that is?
Dumb.
Yeah. Why don't they just have an arena league game?
You know what I'm saying? Why not, dude? I just don't get that part, man. I'm just like, ugh. Winnipeg. Have you ever been to Winnipeg?
No.
You ain't missing it.
No. Isn't that where the Thrashers went back up to?
Yes.
Because it used to be the Winnipeg Jets back in the day. They drafted Eric Lindros.
Yeah, you ain't missing nothing. You ain't missing nothing.
Am I right on that, Brian? I think they drafted Eric Lindros, actually, originally before he went to Philadelphia. Because he's going to play for the Blue Jays, I think, in baseball. Ravens, we talked about this a little bit, Randy. Won for the 16th straight time in the preseason as they beat Philadelphia 26-15 in a lightning-shortened game. NFL can't get out of its own way, can it, with all the dumb things that have gone on. Longest streak in 25 years, according to Elias Sports Pro. Last time the Ravens lost in preseason was September 3rd, 2015, 2 days before Lamar Jackson played his first college game at Louisville.
Well, good for them. I mean, to some people, winning is very important, especially a preseason game. But they got so many questions out there. They lost a lot of firepower to defense. Can Lamar Jackson take that next step? They went and got Mark Ingram.
Who backs him up now?
Well, RG3's there now, but RG3's out for a while with a thumb injury.
He's their legitimate backup?
RG3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better hope Lamar plays.
You better hope he plays.
Better hope he's figured out not to go get himself run over. Lordy. Quarterback Daniel Jones, Randy, as we continue our NFL no huddle here, as we're live from East Lake Country Club. Randy McMichael, John Chuckman for Andy Bunker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting you ready for day two action of the PGA Tour Championship out here for the FedEx Cup standings. $15 million on the line. Daniel Jones, who obviously has had quite the offseason against the Bengals last night, 9-for-11, 141 yards in four drives. So for the preseason thus far, Jones is 25 of 30, 369, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and two sacks.
Good for him, man. You were talking Wednesday when we were back in the studio. We were rooting for him. Like, dude, you want to see him do good because everybody was on. No, I didn't think he should have been number six pick, but that ain't my pick. If that's your guy, you go take your
Absolutely.
Guy. And a lot of people, you know, he was coached well. He was coached by Coach Cutcliffe. So the guy, he knows what he's doing back
there. And he got better every year at Duke.
He did.
Too.
And so, once again, I mean, The loyalty that the Giants have for Eli Manning is there. Now, do I think Daniel Jones will be the quarterback sometime this year? I do. If they struggle, which I think they probably will.
How long of a leash does Eli get?
But you got to understand, if you watch, and I watched a little bit of that game, Daniel Jones getting the crap beat out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, Auburn, Lawson almost killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the guy, he's still in there. He was throwing some dimes and everything. And, you know, offenses are a lot different when they have their best player. Saquon wasn't playing yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, I hope he does well. I really, really do. Because, you know, it ain't that kid's fault. And I hate on draft day when people boo. This is the greatest part. This is the moment that you waited your whole life for. You dream for this life. And then you got idiots who can't never do what you do out there booing you. I just hate that part about it.
I don't mind if it's like you're in Philadelphia and they boo the Giants pick or
something.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. But then, like, he got booed at a damn Yankee game.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, listen, when you're booing your own guys, because, like, it's his fault.
Like, it's his fault he got drafted.
Yeah. And, like, you wouldn't take number six overall money or anything like that out there. No, I agree with you. How long of a leash, though, does Eli get?
I think Eli, I'm going to go 4 games.
Say if they're 1-3.
If they're 1-3, I think it's time to make that change.
Is our Giants guy, Brian, is he going to be happy with that? If Daniel Jones,
I don't think Brian really cares. Quick? I don't think Brian really cares right now.
He didn't care about the Giants. He's given up on them. He's fair weathered.
I don't think he cares about where they land this year, because it's going to be a rough year for him. It's going to be a rough year for them because that offensive line. I mean, goodness gracious.
By the way, is it going to be one of those cases where they waste Saquon Barkley's prime years, his first few years in the league?
Yep, and run him into the ground.
I got news for you. He can is it after your third year you can get a new contract in the NFL? Okay.
Yeah.
Watch and see after his third year
what he does. But then you got the fourth year, then you got the option. I mean,
yeah, but he can start to hold out after the third year, though, right? Because then he can actually negotiate a new contract after his third season played, right?
Yes.
On the rookie deal.
Yes.
Now they have to pick up his fifth year option after his
third year. Yes.
Yeah. So that's when they have to pick up the option, which they will. I mean, they'll pick it up right now as far as that goes. But you watch, they're going to waste the first few years of Saquon Barkley's career. So Falcons last night lose 19-7, Randy. Again, we talked a little bit about this and what's trending about, you know, I don't know how much you glean for it. I thought the offensive line did some good things. I thought the defensive line did some good things as well. I think some guys helped themselves out. I think Ito Smith really helped himself out. If I said to you who's the biggest winner from last night, could you say Ito Smith was the biggest winner from last night?
I'd say so. I'd say so. Because that's what you were looking for, was who was going to solidify and be the backup to Devontae Freeman. We said it yesterday. I thought when you look at how they played inside, I thought they played really well. I thought they ran the ball effectively when they were able to get hat on hat. But that's any blocking game. I'm talking about the five guys. I thought they did well in the run game. I just think that the perimeter blocking from those receivers, it just wasn't on par yesterday, and I expected to be that way. But I thought that, you know, that there are a guy. I always forget this kid's name. The tight end that I love so much. Jaden Graham.
Oh, Graham.
Yeah, I thought he helped himself out a lot. Now, hopefully that injury is not serious. He did go down. He did not come back in, because he showed me that Ortiz is expendable. You think Ortiz wasn't going to make it. Anyways, he showed me a lot of flashes yesterday. I love his – he got some toughness. Remember the fake punt? He buries his guy. That was a great call by Dan, just to put something on tape and let everybody study it. But, you know, the special teams – too many damn penalties. Too many penalties. Too many mistakes.
Yeah.
And those are the little things, Chuckery, that get you beat.
Well, you come out first play and you make a beautiful stretch run with Devontae.
Great.
And you got to bring it right
back. Great play. Great run. Great. I mean, it was blocked just how you wanted to be blocked.
Do I take a shot? Do I take a shot at somebody?
Go ahead.
Not a player.
All right.
How bad is the announcing on those games?
Uh-oh.
The guy had on that first penalty, okay? They spotted the football. He got the line of scrimmage wrong twice.
Yes.
Not once, twice. He kept saying he said the 15-yard line. It was like the 19-yard line.
Right.
Okay? He said the 15-yard line. Then he said, no, it's a 16-yard line. The ball was spotted on the 19-yard line, and he still missed it twice. And then they kept calling him go-no.
Okay. So you're upset about that. Really. On a Friday, when we're supposed to be out having fun, you really upset about that.
Well, he got a game check for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, are they in preseason mode, too? I guess that's the reason it is?
I mean, yeah, I guess they are. The one play I thought
did they have a text line?
When the camera lost one of the plays.
Yeah, where they focused on Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
I think it was an Ito run, and they focused on Matt Ryan. Yes.
Yeah, but they got, I mean, again, you won't see the stars anymore. These guys are ready to roll, and this week right here it's all about Minnesota right now. This week, when they come in tomorrow, it's all Minnesota.
Help me remember, they changed up the way they cut now in the NFL, right? They don't have a pre-cut.
No.
It used to be like there was a pre-cut,
after the third game.
Like you had to start chopping your roster down.
Yes.
Now you just can cut everybody at one time, right?
Yes.
So that's not until after the fourth preseason game, I think, is the way the NFL cut is now.
Which is so much better, because you would get the cuts after the third preseason game. And we weren't going to play the fourth one, and them kids would be damn near about to die out there playing all the snaps. So, I like it the way they're doing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to start trimming down the rosters in it when you have the fourth game of the year that you know that nobody's going to play of any merit out there. So will they make a few cuts, do you think, or are they just wait until it's cut day and then do all their cuts, or do they make a trickling here
and
there?
I think Dan will do it all at one time. I think he wants to give these guys another shot. Because you have to think about it. You've been with these kids, you know, even though you know you're probably going to cut them, but you've been with them since, what, April, you know? So you've coached them. They've learned from you. You've put them into your system, into your philosophy, into your culture. And, yeah, I mean, you feel bad for them. But at the same time, there are some guys right now, they know they're not going to make it. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you get to the point where you're playing for 31 other teams.
Right, and we talked about that yesterday. Put something on tape for another team out there in preseason week number four. So, yeah, good stuff.
How'd you got West do yesterday?
Huh?
How'd 71 do?
71? I didn't watch enough of it to tell you.
Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention. I'll be honest with you, the second half of the game, I really didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
I was trying to focus more on the Braves, actually, at that point, see if they were going to try to win that thing or not. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of the position battles and where we stand on the position battles on there. We don't have a Twitter poll.
Are there any position battles?
Yeah, sort of.
What would you say?
There's still a few. I mean, you have to decide who's going to return punts. You have to decide who's going to play.
I don't think they got to decide to return punts. I think it's by default, man. I really do. I think it's going to be, I think it'll be Hardy. I just think that's how it's going to go by default, man. I don't really think that, you know, the kids have put enough pressure on them.
You don't think they could bring Eric Weems back?
No. Eric Weems been out of league for a while.
Yeah. Had a good little career. Yeah. Well, we'll decide, and we'll try to break it all down where we stand on all of that. We'll talk about these position battles left for the Atlanta Falcons. Randy McMichael, John Chuck, we're live from the PGA Tour Championship out here at East Lake Country Club. So get ready for noon tee off today. Talk about the Falcons next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The game is everywhere. And Randy and John are live from East Lake Golf Club with exclusive coverage of the PGA Tour Championship on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back out to East Lake Golf Club. I got corrected on Twitter.
What?
Oh, you know, because people are all sensitive in their feelings and stuff. East Lake Golf Club for the PGA Tour Championship.
Whatever. Go do something.
It's Friday, right? Randy McMichael, John Chukra here in for Andy Bunker. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. If you're out here, we're at the Ultra Club right behind the 13th green. Everything's set up, ready to go. Good crowd out here already. Still about 38 minutes away before teeing off, as the first groups will tee off today at noon, which I still think is kind of crazy. I guess you tee off right in the middle of the hottest part of the day, but I guess with TV and all that, and Brian said those guys like doing all that. So,
oh, they do?
Yeah, okay. That's what he said. They like being in the middle of the heat when it's 100 degrees outside. So, okay.
Well, do you, buddy.
Yeah, listen, more power to you. Not me. Let me tee off 6:30 in the morning.
Let me exactly.
You know,
y'all ain't got to be out here. I promise I won't cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll foot wedge it. I'm going to cheat. Anyway, so Falcons last night, 19-7 losers. By the way, 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. That's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to interact with the show at 929 The Game, at RandyMac81, at JMCH316. So I guess at this point, Randy, with the dress rehearsal behind us now, and we look at kind of any kind of position battles that need to be won. Do you still think that there is a competition at right tackle spot with Tyson Breaux, or, you know, can Gano win that position, or do you think it's Sombrero by default?
Gano, I think he played better than Tyson Breaux played in his previous game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about the trust factor, does Dan trust Ty probably more? Yeah, probably, because he's been around him a little bit.
That's why he re-signed him, right?
Yeah, that's exactly why he re-signed him. But I think that, you know, in Minnesota, I think Ty will end up being the starting right tackle up there, even though if I'm the head coach, I might put Gano in there. I might let him go ahead and play this game out, this fourth preseason game, see how he goes. Because the one thing he needs game experience.
Right.
He needs some game experience, so you put him out there. But then you think to yourself, does he need game experience in that place? With Danielle Hunter and him up there, does he need, with that defensive line that the Vikings have, does he need that? Is that where he needs to go? I'm a firm believer in, and that's why I thought that, you know, that that Caleb McGarry would be the starting right tackle. If he's your best player, you put him out there.
Right.
I mean, experience, yeah, of course, that means something, but he's better than your experience, just physically more talented than your experience. I would put McGarry in, But McGarian, I'm sorry, but if he's not ready to go, you got to go with Ty.
Right, and I think the other thing is, well, let's hear first from Dan Quinn as he talks about Gano's performance from last night.
Felt exactly like I hoped it would, that, you know, when you're watching a game and watching the guys and it feels real normal as you're going through, and especially at that position, that's what you hope to see. And his teammates, Matt, both Matts, have a lot of confidence in Matt Gono. It seems like everybody we have is named Matt. So, but anyway, it was good to see him really function. He has really put the work in. Felt exactly like I hoped it would, that...
Let me ask you a question, Randy.
Uh-huh.
You said about next week, maybe giving, you know, Gano a good chance to play. But I ask you this. If Caleb McGarry is not going to be ready week one, you sure you want your only backup right tackle playing too much next week? I mean, I know at some point I guess guys got to play, but at the same time,
I think you have to
start wrapping in bubble wrap.
I think it just depends on what Ty's situation. Because if Ty's still banged up, then you can't play him. You got to put somebody else in there. But if Ty could be ready for week one, then you got to let him play. You got to let him get his feet wet out there, because that's the only way he's going to get right now. He's not going to be going against Ndakwe and all those guys out there in Jacksonville.
No, it ain't going to be anybody.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if he gets some reps out there at that position, and there's a possibility that he can start week one, because I think he should, but I don't think he will if Ty's healthy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be Tyson Brea. Let's hear from Matt Ryan as he talks about the performance of Gano last night.
Felt good. You know, I'll obviously be able to give you a better answer after we watch the film tomorrow, but from feeling rush out there, I thought he did a nice job. You know, it was pretty clean the entire night, so credit to those guys up front. But Matt was, one thing I can say, he's really calm in the huddle. I thought, you know, his composure, just his poise out there, I thought he did a nice job with that. He was prepared and ready to go.
So we get ready for next Thursday, wrapping up the preseason in Jacksonville as Falcons will get things wrapped up, and we'll see who gets trotted out there. Now, one other position, Randy, obviously, is this punt return game.
Yeah.
Did Kenyon Barner secure himself a spot on this roster because of last night?
Well, it's between the two guys that benefited the most was Kenyon Barner and Justin Hardy yesterday. Mm-hmm. For the young guys, Muffet punts and everything. I think they want Kenyon Barner to do it, but I think they're more comfortable with Hardy because they know what he does.
Right.
And he's been around the system. He's been in the program. And so, you know, I think they're more comfortable with him. And if you look at what they use Hardy for, he's a good blocker. So they bring him in, which is always one of those telling signs. Well, 14's in the game, they're going to run the football. You know, but he's good at it. Barner, you know, because if you go with Hardy at the wide receiver, that means that Ito could be your return man like he was supposed to be last night.
Right.
And right now, I mean, they're up against the wall. Because I don't think either one of those guys are going to play next week. I don't think Varner's going to play next week. Why'd you put him out there? But you got to get a look at him. You haven't seen him.
Yeah, I mean, but if he's the guy that you trust and you think he's your starter, you're not going to put him out there, are you?
No, you're not going to put him out there. That's why I said, when are you going to be able to get him some reps? I mean, he's done the good thing about Varner is he's done this before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got firsthand knowledge of how, you know, Basha blasts him. So he knows what he's doing back there. But I know they wanted one of these young guys to take the round.
So does that mean we get a heavy dose of Justin Hardy maybe next week?
Yes. Oh, he's going to play a lot. I don't know if Gage is going to play. I think
he might start next week.
Gage, how his hip is feeling and everything. Right. Because I would have loved to see him get some of them reps. Because if you look what they did yesterday, they mixed a lot of the twos in with the ones yesterday.
Right.
You saw Dieterson out with the first team. Right. You saw Hardy with the first team. You saw different guys like that with that first team yesterday. And if they could find a way to – You know, because they're going to rep him out. I mean, you're going to play so many plays next week.
Could they, if Gage is healthy and can come back, could they literally have Justin Hardy and Russell Gage, your two starting wide receivers next week?
If he's healthy, yeah. They can go ahead and have all those guys out there. I know they like Christian Blake a lot, too. He's a guy who had an opportunity to make a play. Just make a play.
Right.
You know, and he didn't make that play yesterday. So that position right there, I'm pretty sure that Russell Gage is a lock for that fourth guy. And right now, looking like Hardy might be a fifth guy. Now, Zacchaeus and Marcus Reed, somebody's going to practice squad. One of those guys, or maybe both of them, will be on the practice squad. But yeah, I mean, you're comfortable with Hardy, but you know what Kenyon Barner can do.
So where are we at with Duke Riley? Did last night do enough to make the team, or you still think he's really on the fence?
I thought he was on the fence until how bad Bruce Carter played.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was on the fence until how bad Bruce Carter played. Jermaine Grace can make the team. All right, he's making it. Jermaine Grace is going to be on this football team. So that's what one, you got, that's one, two, three, four. He might make it. He might make it now. I mean, like I said, Jermaine Grace is going to be on there. So that's four with Alukin. So that's four. It's Duke Lighty, fifth linebacker. He's been around. He knows the system. He made a play yesterday. He was flashing a little bit yesterday. He still can't get off the damn blocks when the O-line get their hands on him. But he flashed.
He was a second round pick.
So yeah, he flashed.
To be. Here's Dan Quinn, by the way. You mentioned Jermaine Grace. Here's Dan Quinn talking about him and if he made the team or not.
He certainly made a lot of plays, and not just on defense. You guys have seen him take the running back out of the backfield and swings, and I am so excited for the improvement that he's made. And so he's become one of the favorites because everybody knows all the work that they put in. You know, he just keeps continuing to get better, and I love the speed that he plays with.
So you've got him. So maybe Duke just by default because nobody else has stepped up and
stepped
taken
up.
That other linebacker spot?
That's what I was talking about. I mean, nobody has stepped up and taken hold of that job. And so right now I like what Grace is doing, especially on special teams. And then, you know, Duke Riley can play teams. If something happens in a pinch, can you put him in? I'd be scared to do that. But and then we know how Dan is about his draft picks. You know, I drafted this guy. So
well, and he's hands-on with everybody out there. So we'll wrap up preseason coming up next Thursday. Yeah. We'll have all the action right here on Sports Radio 19 game as the Falcons will wrap up in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. Will they even let Matt Schaub start?
No.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think he'll even start, right?
Yeah.
Be Sims or Ettlinger.
Yeah. Was Sims hurt? Because he didn't even play yesterday. Yeah, he was out. He was out yesterday. But,
Danny Ettling?
What am I going to put Schaub out there for?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, so people will get all fired up next week if Danny Ettling does well. Maybe he could back up. Yeah.
Danny Antling will be on the Atlanta Falcons practice squad.
Yeah, because somebody has to be.
Yeah,
without Kirk Benkert.
He will be on the Atlanta Falcons practice squad.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody's going to pick. He's already cut by one team, and they asked him to switch positions. So, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery out here at Eastlake Golf Club.
They said they asked him to change positions.
Yeah, didn't the Patriots want him
to change positions? Oh, they did. They did want him to play that position.
They wanted him to play a different position other than a quarterback out here. So, 12 o'clock today, we'll be everybody teeing off. Tee times will start as we're live from the Tour Championship. With you here till 2 o'clock, by the way. So we are at the Ultra Club right behind the 13th green. Come out and say hey to us, a few folks already. Actually, a real good crowd here already for 11:30 in the morning. So
Brian said that they like the noon tee times.
They like the hot weather.
A lot of guys don't mind it because it loosens them up a good bit. They're good to go. They don't have to stretch nearly as much.
Okay.
A guy like Brooks Koepka, he'll just come out here, warm up for 30 minutes, and go play.
Well, I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah, but especially in the heat like this.
He's a machine. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Hey, fantasy football players, we invite you to join us at 92 on the Games Fantasy Football Summit at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
When's this?
Tomorrow from noon to 3. Get expert advice from a panel discussion, mock draft, and Q&A with Yahoo Sports' Brad Evans, Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, and Fantasy Football Live's own Liz Loza.
Sit next to me.
I guess so, dude, because you're picking hard. Get the inside scoop on fantasy football before your draft on Saturday, August 24th from noon to 3 at Twin Peaks of Buckhead. Plus, join us to win awesome prizes, including a fantasy football title belt, which I saw and is pretty cool, and tickets to the Falcons home opener versus the Eagles, courtesy of 99 The Game. Thanks to our Fantasy Football Summit sponsors, Twin Peaks and Prize Picks. For more information, please go to 929thegame.com.
Who do you think Fricky takes number one? Jim Brown?
I'll leave Fricky alone. I think Fricky's going to take Saquon Barkley.
That's what I figured he'd
do. Yeah, Fricky's going to take Saquon Barkley. And I'm going to tell you who's going to botch the whole thing. Hugh going to mess up. Because that pressure for having back-to-back picks, I don't think Hugh got it in him.
He might take Jim Brown.
Who are you?
He may get all nervous.
He may.
All right, when we get back, Brian's going to ask us some questions. He's going to turn the tables. We'll do a little college football buy or sell as we do on Saturdays. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery, Franny Bunker, live from Eastlake. It's a Tour Championship. Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
30 of the country's top golfers are all headed to Eastlake Golf Club for the Tour Championship. And Randy and John are there live with our exclusive coverage. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous buy-or-sell segment.
And welcome you back to Eastlake Golf Club on the Tour Championship. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery in for Andy bunker. By the way, follow us on Twitter at 929 The Game. If you go there, you can hit the button on there and listen to our conversation about Ito Smith up on our website, 929thegame.com, as we talk about Ito kind of basically locking down the number two running back position. Follow him at RandyMack81. Follow myself at JamesH316. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. As we're about 17 minutes away from teeing off here at the Tour Championship on day number two. But right now, as we do have Brian out here, Brian, going to take over a segment normally we do on our college football show called Buy or Sell. Well, I'll ask Chris and Randy 10 questions. Well, when Randy's in, he's decides to show up for the show. When he's in, I'll ask those guys 10 questions in the world of a college football. But today with Brian out here, we let him do a little bit of work, so he's going to ask us the questions, Randy.
Go ahead, Bree.
No college football game time show this week, but we are on 9 a. to 12 p. every Saturday morning throughout the college football season. I'll start off with you, Randy.
Okay.
Buy or sell, DeAndre Swift and Zamir White, a.k.a. Zeus, will both rush for over 1,100 yards this season.
I'm going to sell it. I think DeAndre will. I know I said last week or earlier this week that I thought Zamir White would get would have 1,000 yards also. I don't think he will. I think that Swifty is going to be somewhere 1,400 yards, somewhere in that area. I think Zeus would be 800 and something like that, because I think you want to get DeAndre Swift the ball as much as possible. He might be the most dynamic all-around back in all of college football. And I'm talking about as far as running, catching, all those different things. So I'll sell that, because I don't think Zamir will get enough touches to get that much.
Yeah, we talked about – I'm selling as well. We talked about the Kirby clip yesterday about how he wants to have that. But this isn't a Chubb Michelle type of breakdown right now. DeAndre Swift is the clear number one, and especially with a guy coming off injury as well. I think after the 1,400, 1,500 that Swift is going to get, I'm with you. I think he could lead the SEC in rushing. I think you're going to see a couple of guys that are number two in yard, that number two yardage number is going to be a little bit jumbled between Cook and Zeus and some guys. So
I don't think it'd be jumbled. I think that when you mean jumbled, do you mean 100 yard within 100 yards?
Yeah.
So I think that he'll be at least 300 yards ahead of the next guy.
Oh, okay. I don't think it'll be that much.
Yeah.
I don't think at the end of the day it'll be that big of a gap.
So just to confirm, you guys think Zamir White will have less rushing yards than Elijah Holyfield had last year, because he went over that 1,000 mark. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you got to realize Elijah got a lot of his carries because Swifty was hurt.
Last year. Yep.
All right, next question. And we'll start with you, John. Wisconsin running back Jonathan Taylor will finally be a Heisman finalist after Randy abandoned him as his Heisman pick this year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, whether that's the Ron Dane, who was the other guy that got the who's the other guy besides Ron Dane that got the invite
was it Melvin
up
Gordon?
There? No. Who got the other invite for the long-term career? Ron Dane was one of the like career award winners. There was another running back for Wisconsin I thought got invited up there.
Monty Ball.
Yeah, it might have been Ball that got an invite up there. So, I mean, I think Taylor will get his due. He's the best running back in the country.
Yes.
And there's no reason to think he won't rush for at least another 2,000. You go back-to-back 2,000 yards, hell, just invite the guy
up there.
Just
invite him up there anyway.
Yeah, just put him up there.
I'm going to buy it because he probably will, because I was his jinx that couldn't get him up to the Heisman presentation. So, yeah, I'll buy it.
All right, Randy, we'll start with you here on this one. Linebacker Nakobe Dean will be the best player on the UGA defense in 2020.
Oh, man.
2020,
so next,
okay, next season.
Next season,
next
not
season.
This year. Yeah.
I'll buy that. From what I've been hearing in some of the footage that you see of him, he looks like a little Roquan. He is a fast, and he comes. When he arrives, he's bringing problems with him, so I'm going to buy that.
I will sell that. What's his name? Is it Nolan Smith?
Yeah, the outside rusher.
Yeah, I'll take Nolan Smith. I'll take Nolan Smith as the best player that they have next year.
Okay.
All right, next question. Starting with you, John. Georgia Tech will cover the now 36-point spread at Clemson
next
Thursday.
Wow, it went from 33 to 36?
36 is now the spread in that game.
Georgia Tech will cover it. I'll sell that. It's still going to be – it'll be 48 to 10 if it's 10.
Oh, I'll buy that.
You think they're going to cover 36?
Think they're going to cover it?
Yeah, I think they will. Because I'm telling y'all right now, Tech has a chance in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Okay.
Surprise them.
Okay.
They don't know what they're going to run.
Okay.
Now, they're going to get mollywopped after that. This is the thing. That if Coach Collins, if they win the coin toss, you got to take the ball. Don't give it to Trevor.
No, don't defer.
You get the ball, and you go out there, and because they don't know what you're going to run. They can look at the Temple offense or whoever the OC was. They can look at all that, but you just don't know.
So for all the degenerate gamblers out there, you're saying to take Georgia Tech in the first half because you can bet on teams
yeah.
in a given half. So
yeah.
take them in the first half. Take Clemson.
Well, what's the line in the first half?
Well, it would probably be around 21, but it depends on what the spread gets up to at a certain point. So probably about 3 touchdowns. All right, next question here. Start off with Randy. Florida State head coach Willie Taggart will be fired during the season. Buy or sell, Randy?
I'm going to sell that. I think they'll wait to the end of the year because there's nobody on staff right now. I don't think they will hire Browse as the interim head coach just because of his last name. So I think Taggart's safe until the end of the year if they stink again this year.
I'll sell that as well. They would have to be like 0-7 bad
yeah.
to not get a – like it'd have to really be disastrous, I think, for him to get fired in the middle of the season. Let him ride it out for at least this year and then really evaluate it at the end of the season.
What happens if Boise takes him to the woodshed the first week? I mean, does that story –
Boise does that a lot in the opening week, by the way. Boise's done that a lot over the years in the opening week.
I know they got us one time. I think they got us one year.
And they got Virginia Tech one
year,
so, too.
But still, I don't think they have one loss. I'm with JC. I just think that they will wait till the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, John, former UGA and current Washington quarterback Jacob Eason will be on the Heisman watch list a month into the season. Now, here are the first 4 games for Washington. Eastern Washington, Cal, Hawaii, BYU. So, buy or sell, he'll be a Heisman. He'll be a part of the Heisman picture a month into the season.
Jacob nah, Eason. I mean, when you say Heisman picture, we're talking like one of the top 5 guys?
Yeah, top 5 guys.
Nah, I'm selling that idea. It's going to be Trevor to – look, I think Judy will be one of the guys talked about early in the season. Taylor will be. Too many other guys. Jalen Hurts, Sam Ellinger. I mean, there's going to be too many guys that will have the opportunity to have moments that, no, I don't think he's one of the top 5 guys to watch win the Heisman early in the year.
I'm going to buy it because of those opponents that you said. And I think that, you know, Washington has a chance to be a really good team. I think they want to showcase him. Because Browning, did anybody digress more than him? Last year?
The last two years?
It's been unbelievable.
I mean, when he was a sophomore and took him to the playoffs, he was 40 touchdowns.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, he just died. And it wasn't because he lost weapons. They still had guys
down
there.
Yeah, they did.
But, yeah, I'm gonna buy that. I'm going to buy it.
All right, Randy, this one's for you. We'll start with you here. Texas will become Texas again this season by winning the Big 12 and being a playoff team.
I'm going to buy that because I think I picked Texas to win the Big 12. If I'm not mistaken, so I'll buy that.
I think I picked Texas to win the Big 12, and I can't remember if I had them as a playoff team or not. But I'm buying Texas. I would have had me from my personal. They'd have been number 6 in my preseason.
Instead of LSU.
Poll. Yeah, they'd have been number 6 in my preseason poll. So I'm buying Texas. I'm buying that they have to get it done this year. And Ellinger, you want to talk about guys to watch out for early on in the season for Heisman?
Watch out for him. Numbers, he's going to go crazy.
And especially if he has a big game early on against LSU, he's going to get a lot of love.
They're going to go crazy.
2 more for you guys here. John, Gus Malzahn will be Auburn's head coach week 1 of the 2020 season. So next season.
Yes, I believe that. I still don't think they're ready to buy him out and move him on. I think Auburn's one of the more overrated teams in the country. At 16, I don't think they're going to be a top 25 team when all is said and done. So I still think, though, with his buyout and everything like that, I don't think they even make a move after this year. Even if they're like 7-5 or 8-4, I still don't think they're going to make a move.
Oh, I'm definitely going to buy that. I mean, he just for everything he said. I know they got the Big Apple donor and all that. There's no way they're not going to give him all that money. I just don't see that happen. And I don't see anybody, any school or anything with enough money to buy, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you, let me ask you this. If Southern Cal comes open and maybe there's another decent-sized job.
No,
my point is this.
Oh.
If Southern Cal or another decent-sized job comes open, are you sure Auburn wants to come open as well to, like, compete with jobs like that? Because you ain't going to get, with all due respect, Auburn is a great job.
It is.
Ain't Southern Cal.
No, not too many are.
Right. So
not too many
my
are.
Point is if you have a couple of top jobs come up, then I don't know if you want to be Auburn and you want to have your job come up as well.
Last question. We're about to go to break. Randy, John's annual 5 Names You Need to Know article in college football will contain anywhere between 17 to 23 players.
I'll buy that because he's a hack when it comes to that.
I'll sell because I don't even know if I can get it written in time.
92.9 The Game's Fantasy Football Summit. Again, guys, it's tomorrow at Twin Peaks of Buckhead from noon to 3. You're going to get expert advice from Brad Evans of Yahoo Sports. Brian Baldick from the – for the NFL Network. Liz Loza.
Where's she sitting?
She's sitting between you. Thanks to all our sponsors, Twin Peak and Prize Picks. Prize Picks is Atlanta's premier solution for your daily fantasy sports action.
Braxton, big clips of the day coming up next. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery from the Tour Championship Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.